Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected viewers, nowadays there's one disease which seems very common and people, they are unaware of that. That is, they curse each other when they're talking or when they are sitting, or to even their friends, colleagues or family, and the people they curse. What is the teaching of Islam in this regard? Remember, cursing others is najais, it is impermissible, and sin. Now you can understand its severity that even in a hadith we have been prohibited to curse a mosquito, even a breeze or air. We cannot curse, Allahu Akbar, let alone cursing fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. How severe sin would it be? You can imagine. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has been reported to have said in Tirmizi Sharif, this is a hadith, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِالطَّعَانِ وَلَا اللَّعَانِ وَلَا الْفَاحِشِ وَلَا الْبَذِّيِّ. A true believer is not involved in taunting or frequently cursing others or in indecency or abusing. So if you want to be a true believer, you will avoid all this, which has been prohibited. We cannot talk indecent. We cannot involve ourselves in indecency. And we cannot taunt others, and we cannot curse others. Important is that on number of occasions people, they seem to curse each other, we should avoid it. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.